It's Fade Show, James Hype, Kelly Lee, More Than Friends, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. There's been a bit of a development been going on here in the studio, and that's because Big Rossi, your father, Big Bad Bob, has applied for a job.
It's true. It's true. He applied to be a Santa Claus. The Fairmont on the Palm, an amazing hotel, by the way, if you haven't been.
Did you have to, did you have to say that?
No, but I'm trying to help, you know, helping the cause, aren't I? But, yeah, they're looking, they're doing an international hunt for Santa Claus. Yep. Somebody looks for Santa, come and work here in the hotel, put the decorations up, sing carols, and get 3 weeks' holiday out of it.
Because let's think about it. Here in the UAE, there are probably not that many older men that look like Santa Claus.
That's why they got to go international.
So they put an international search, ladies and gentlemen, and there's one guy for the job, and that guy is Big Bad Bob.
Now Big Bad Bob.
Bob Burrell.
Bob Burrell.
The first time you like said that? My name correct.
Burrell.
Burrell. Well, he made it to the final two, right, Ross?
He did. He made it to the final two, and I decided to make a little cheeky Skype call yesterday to my mum. Because we can't call him now. It's like 4 hours behind. I don't want to wake
him up. We should have woken him up.
We should have, because judging by the last phone call, it would have been as entertaining as that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, has Big Bad Bob got the job at the Fairmont on the Palm to play Santa Claus? Let's have a listen to this call that was made earlier.
Have we won the competition or not? I've asked for the dates off and they've told me.
Yeah, you've won it.
Yes!
Yay!
I've definitely won it though. I don't know. I'm just shell-shocked.
You're more happy than my dad. When it got announced, my dad said, oh no.
Don't say that because your dad's made up. But you know what he's like? He's not like me. He's not gushing like me, is he? He's made up. He's absolutely made up.
What does that mean?
The only thing that's worrying him is he's losing weight because he's on a diet and he's thinking, I can't stay on this diet. Lost 3 pounds this week again.
So can you confirm that he's not being forced into it?
I'm not forcing him into it now. As you know, he's an ideal candidate for Father Christmas because he's the image of him. And he's even let his beard grow and he's been putting special oil on it to make it shiny and everything.
Oh. He's been putting beard on his oil.
No, what?
He's been putting oil on his beard. Did I say beard on his oil?
Yeah.
So listen, can I just say that he's very cute. So your dad has now officially been given the job to play Santa Claus. Now, obviously, Santa is real, guys, but he does need some helpers.
That's correct. Yeah. So we got email confirmation. On the phone.
We've got Mark, the GM right now of the Fairmont on the Palm. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Brother, do you know, I mean, you've got, if you know how Rossi is, are you sure you've made the right choice here?
No, I'm definitely sure. After watching the video and now hearing that you're also oiling the beard, so definitely the right choice.
Yeah.
Definitely right choice.
So good on you guys.
But you have to put another stone on.
He has to put more weight on to be Santa.
Well, he's losing weight. He's getting fit.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm sure, like, with all this free food at the Fairmont,
exactly.
He'll put the weight back on, mate, so don't worry about that.
In no time at all.
Now, has Rossi done a separate deal with you, Mark? Like, is he trying to get anything for free on the outside here? Because I don't know, you know, I know Rossi, plug life is his life. Is he getting anything for free on the outside?
Absolutely nothing at all. And it was a tough choice, I promise you. There were some fantastic applicants as well on videos. But when I watched the video again in the last week, and I said, no, it has to be him. It has to be him.
Well, he's very good. He does look exactly like
he does.
Santa.
We've said this before, this comp, like your competition. We've said to Rossi that, wow, does your dad look like Santa Claus? So I think you've made the right decision. I think he's going to do proud. So what do? You put them up in the hotel. You fly him over, you give him all the food, they get activities and all that, right?
All of that, yeah. So we fly him over so he arrives on the 5th so he can climatize for a day, and then we have the Christmas tree lighting at Fairmont, the Palm, on the 6th of December, which is a massive event.
Yeah.
And he has to take about 2,000 kids on his lap on that day.
Wow.
Well, whatever goes on his lap on that day, so he's going to be very, very busy on the 6th.
Oh, my word.
And then Christmas Day, obviously, the final Christmas gift giving.
Yeah.
And between that, there's a lot of storytelling. But also, Santa's wife is going to be very active.
Oh, really?
Storytelling as well. Yeah.
Mrs. Claus.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'm their agent. I'm their agent. So everything's got to go through me, Mark. I've just got to make sure. How are they flying over? Have you got the airline booked and everything?
Well, I've got the team sorting that all out.
Okay.
And they will get the confirmation this afternoon.
He's a big boy, Bid Bad Bob. Like, he's 6 foot. I'm just letting you know, all right? Okay? All right?
We'll get the emergency seat, but he's got neck room.
Yeah. Just go a little bit forward than the emergency seat, that little other area. Well, listen, I think this is a great idea. Well done. The Fairmont on the Palm, if you are there over the Christmas time and you do see Santa Claus, just say hello to Mr. Borrell, because that's Big Bad Bob.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to be spending so much time down there.
Yeah, you're going to be there
just,
like every day.
I'll just be in the Fairmont like every day.
Yeah, it's
you're,
true.
You're also going to put a few kilos on then.
I know. Yeah.
Well, good on you guys. Merry Christmas from us here at Virgin Radio, and we look forward to seeing Big Bad Bob there, okay?
Likewise. We'll let you know when he arrives.
All right. Thank you, Mark. That is Mark, GM of the Fairmont on the Palm. So your dad is now going to be helping the real Santa Claus, acting as Santa Claus.
Yes.
This is hilarious. This is just content for the next month.
I know.
Hello.
What story? Does he know stories?
He's very good at all that type of stuff. He's like
I think we'll get him to get on the radio sometime next week and tell us a story.
Next week? It won't be next week. Will it week after next?
Yeah, week after.
Yeah.
When he's here, we'll get him.
No, let's get him prepped up before he lands. Let's get a story from him. Even if you want him to send one over on WhatsApp. We want to hear how he tells the story.
Well, he's been learning all of the reindeer's names.
Has he? Sleepy, Dopey.
No, that's the dwarves. Sleeping on this.